Hi everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, beautiful people of the earth.
Welcome.
It was weirdly spiritual.
That one's beautiful. I loved it. Anyways, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to the still.
Welcome back to the still.
We are.
You.
Yo. We have that post billboard glow.
Yes, we just got back from Melbourne, and as I'm sure you guys saw on basically everyone's stories, like yours, mine, Girl Code stories.
We literally like posted the exact same video,
TikTok,
but like slightly
different song,
micro chopped.
Yeah,
different song. We're like pop, pop, pop.
Both of our TikToks as well. We were just really excited, but if you guys didn't hear or if you didn't see, we were on a billboard in Melbourne. Well, we actually I think it'll still be, we'll still be there on Thursday, right?
Yeah, it's here. There, not here.
In Melbourne.
It's in Melbourne until Friday.
Yes.
So tomorrow when you listen to this, if you're in Melbourne,
go check it out. Yes, tag us if you do.
It's our billboard, you know, like.
And we just get very, yeah, the whole community's billboard. We just get very excited. We're in Melbourne for 2 days when it was there, and I think we probably went like 4 times.
It was such a lull.
We went back a lot.
Obviously, it's like a digital billboard, so there's like other ads on there too, and it like swaps over like every however long the ad goes.
I think
goes
it's up for 10 seconds at a time.
Yeah, it was hectic. So we would just sit there and just like watch it, and then it would go off, and then we'd like go on our phone, and then we'd be like, oh, it's back up again. And every time it was so exciting.
So exciting.
I mean, it's our first billboard experience.
Yes.
It's actually our first like, this is our first like media like experience.
I think so,
it's
yeah.
It's a pretty good first.
Yeah. It's just really cool. We were both in shock when we were there. It's just so surreal. Like, seeing our faces on a billboard in the middle of Melbourne City.
Like, what the fuck?
It's crazy.
So thank you, Girl Code family.
Yeah, we actually love you guys. We couldn't do it without you. Oh, also, yes. We met some of you guys when we were in Melbourne.
Oh my God.
That was really fun.
So we said in last week's episode, we just wanted to do something chill.
Super chill.
Obviously, it was like 11 a.m. on a Monday. We know you're a lot of working girls, uni girls, can't get to the city girls. Like, we're asking for quite a bit.
We were asking for a lot.
But we were just like, whatever, we'll say where we're going to be. If you can make it, you can make it. If you can't, no pressure. Either way, we're having a mimosa, so all J. We, like, parked up and we're sitting there. And then you guys started coming and we're like, what the hell?
And it was actually so cute. We all just sat at this cafe near the billboard and we had mimosas and we just chatted. It was really nice. We had a good time.
I feel like we all instantly became friends.
Oh, everyone's best friends.
We were just like, it wasn't even awkward. Like, you know, when you meet someone for the first time, you're like, oh, hey.
You don't know what their vibe is.
It was just instantly like we already knew each other for like years.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
I mean, I feel like if you listen to the pod, you contribute to the pod. Mm-hmm. We would like, we're friends.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you wouldn't listen because you'd be like, these girls are fucking lame.
Yeah.
They're not my people.
No.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So that was really fun. So if you did come, thank you for coming. It was so nice to meet you guys. Hopefully we can do another meetup soon where we actually can plan it properly and it's on a weekend. So more of you can come if you're a working gal.
A corporate baddie.
A corporate baddie. Getting out there. We're putting ourselves out there and it's exciting.
Out in the field.
Out in the field. Playing the field.
We also have other exciting things coming. Anywho, that was a hint.
Anywho, moving on. So what are the other updates? We were in Melbourne. We had fun. Can I just say Melbourne food slaps?
Oh my God, it is
so was really good. We had some good food. We had an absolute feast.
Where did we go? We went to Cookie.
Cookie was good. Asian restaurant, yum. Mm,
they have dumplings like I've never had dumplings before. How good was
different.
That dumpling?
Uh-huh. Although I really enjoyed when we did order dumplings to the room. We just sat in our bathrobes and we just had a mad feast. I was shoveling so much food in my face and it was so good. I literally ate so much.
Oh my God, that was so good. Yeah,
it was really good.
Everything we ate, heaven. We need to go back and do like a full immersive food experience of Melbourne.
Definitely.
Because even just that little taster, I was like, baby.
Mm-hmm. Baby, say less.
Baby, say less. I need more of you. But yeah, so maybe we need
to. We were actually talking to one of our friends who lives in Melbourne that we want to go back and do like a comedy.
The comedy festival?
I want to go to the comedy festival. How fun would that be?
Do you know something I was thinking about comedians?
Okay.
Sorry.
Sure.
Love all that, but yes. Anyways.
Yeah.
How do you become a comedian? Like, do you have to be naturally funny?
I think if you were a funny person.
So not
liked me. Public so instantly you're out, babe.
good luck.
No, both of us were out. No, I think if you were like funny, you could speak well, you didn't mind public speaking. Why not? It's a fun job.
But I was like, do they have courses? Do you know what I mean? Or do you just like get up there and just give it a go?
I reckon they would have courses because have you been to a comedy show before?
I've been to like an amateur's comedy night at Beach Road in Bondi.
Okay.
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you know who was there?
Who?
Super random. You know that guy, his name's Will Gibb, and he's on TikTok. He's Australian. And he does like PU teachers, like high
school. Yes. Was he there for the comedy
night? So this was like 3 or 4 years ago, and I was watching him, and it was like very amateur comedy vibes at like a pub.
Mm.
Free entry. And he was so funny. I was watching him, like, this guy is hilarious. And now he's, like, really big on TikTok.
Okay, wow.
I'm, like, feel, like, a sense of proudness.
Like a proud mom watching her son bloom.
Yeah, like, I was there when you were, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Amateur vibes.
Yeah. Well, I want to go. I'm keen for a comedy festival. I think it'd be great.
Maybe we could
have a few drinks, get a little tipsy, go for dinner after. It's fun.
Maybe we could try and be a part of the next comedy festival.
Imagine us. Stop it. I'd be so embarrassed. Stay tuned for our comedy showtimes.
Our debut.
Mm. We also went to the F1 after party. That was fun.
That was chaos.
That was chaos.
So last week, this is just a little bit of a backstory here. Mm-hmm. On our girl code notes, which we actually don't have this week, if you haven't noticed. On our girl code notes, I had a point and it said Google flights. And I wanted to come on here and tell you all, oh my fucking God, flight hack, Google flights, so cheap.
Amazing.
I tried to book my flights with Webjet. Best flights I could get was $600. I moved along to Google flights. Suddenly they're $300. I was like, holy shit, got to tell the girls.
Savings.
Save that $300. You know, there's, who knows what I could spend that on. So we never brought it up. We just moved along. We got a little bit distracted last week. Mm-hmm. So that point, you know, just got washed away. Anywho, on Saturday, I go to check in for my flights. And I actually didn't have a flight that day. It appeared. It was like probably like 3 hours or I don't know. It was a few hours before I was meant to leave Sydney for Melbourne. And I was already so pressed for time. I think the event was meant to start at 6 for reference. And I was already going to land at like 6:30 or something. So I was going to have to go straight to the event. So I'm stressing. I log on. There's no flight. Turns out I booked the complete wrong dates. Absolutely cooked it. For both of my flights. So, yeah, that was just like $600 that I had to pay on top of my already paid flights to Melbourne. I get to the airport. My flight's now delayed. I don't leave until like 5:40. I'm freaking out. I'm going to be so late. Maddie's in Melbourne. Maddie's phone is dead.
My phone. What's dead? I was tipsy. My phone's dead. We were stranded, like, in this bus trying to get home for, like, an hour from the F1. There's so many people there. Like, it is – it's like a festival times 10.
Was it like when you try and leave a concert and it's
just
fucked?
Yes, it's chaos. It was so chaotic. We were in this bus trying to get home, but we had, like, lost half of our group. And my phone's dead and I'm looking at the time knowing that you're supposed to be at the hotel and you can't check in because I'm not there. So it was just
– She's imagining me sitting in the lobby, like, by myself. That's what I was thinking.
But like, where is she? Where are they?
Alas, I was on the tarmac in Sydney still.
My stomach.
Which was so not ideal. It was just like chaos after chaos. You know, and just everything
is going wrong.
Goes wrong. All the later flights were like leaving before my earlier flight that I booked had even taken off. It was just a absolute shit show. But got to Melbourne.
Made it.
Maddie was late anyway. You arrived 5 minutes before me at the hotel. We had 4 minutes to put our outfits on and get on the bus.
And eat that food. I shoved that food in my face so quickly. Like,
I've never seen someone eat so fast. That was good.
I think I had mild indigestion because I ate it so fast.
You had, like, as I was walking up, the man, like, got in the lift with us with Maddie's. Like, were they burritos? Tacos?
Tacos.
Tacos.
And they were so good.
We had exactly 4 minutes, like, not even a joke, literally 4 minutes to put on our outfits. And in that 4 minutes, Maddie ate the tacos.
I ate the full meal. I got changed. I fixed my makeup in 4 minutes.
It felt like Taylor Swift at her concert. Yeah. You know how they've got like 10
like
seconds.
A quick change. Let's go. Be downstairs.
Come on, baby. Or when like Miley turns into Hannah Montana mid-concert and it's like so chaotic.
It's an absolute glow up.
Always good. We got there and we had
fun.
A lot of shots and yeah, it was wild.
It was fun.
And now I'm back in that state where I'm like, guys, I'm sick of drinking, but I'm not going to tell you that because watch me, it's a long weekend this weekend. So I'll probably be
honestly, catch us out on Sunday night again. So
the old Caitlin would sit here and tell you about how I've stopped drinking again. But the new Caitlin just knows.
She's self-aware.
To like stop putting that on the record. Yeah. Because we've got a 4-day weekend coming.
4-day weekend. So I might as well. We'll see what happens.
Look, I'll let you know how we go.
Yeah.
Not promising much or anything, actually.
Mm.
But yeah, I'll be at Sash on Sunday.
Sash is gone. Wait, you're actually going to Sash?
No, I'm to Tom's place.
Bro, what are you talking about? You're going to get...
I didn't say I was drinking.
Okay. I'm going to get a text from you like 3 a.m. on Monday.
No, the thing is I'm going at 3 a.m. Okay, I'll tell you guys my plans.
You're really not selling it. You're not selling.
Right now, I'm like, I'm never you're drinking again. I'm lit. Sick of every single substance that's not water. Like, God bless. I'm drinking wine, actually.
Right we now. Have wine.
I want to die. Why am I like?
We had some like things going wrong today. It's our first day back, and just things were a little bit chaotic. So we're like, you know what, we need some wine.
Wine in the sippy cups.
Yeah. Also, just to clarify, it is like 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's.
It's not 10 a.m.
Even if it was,
mind your business.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, yeah, so Sash. Mm. If anyone's going on the long weekend, I will be there. My boyfriend is playing at 3 a.m. However, due to my new situation of deciding that I'm not drinking, except for right now. But after right now, I'm slowing.
This doesn't really count, though.
This is just like a little,
this is like half a glass of wine on a Friday. It's a Wednesday.
Are you drunk?
No, half a glass of wine at like 5 p.m. That's not, I don't really count that as like drinking.
That's just taking the edge
off. I think
off.
We're talking about binge drinking.
Oh, binge drinking is very bad. Yeah. What does that sound?
I don't know. Did you just put on an English accent?
All the girls in the club getting tipsy.
I have no idea.
All the girls in the club getting tipsy. What, can, hold on.
Thing drinking is very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID though.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, I'll be there from 3 a.m., but I'm going in fresh. Like, I'm waking, I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Why are you doing that? Can I just ask?
Well, okay, so Tom has his gig.
Do you like to go to every gig?
No.
Okay, why are you voluntarily going at 3 a.m.?
That sounded so passionately against me. Like, absolutely not. No, the reason I'm going is because I've done this once before. So Sash, it's like a... If you know, you know. I've got no brain cells right now.
Yeah.
Probably from going to Sash too much.
Yeah.
Anywho, so they do on long weekends, they do breakfast, right? So it starts at whatever time Sash starts, like club time, and then it finishes at like midday the next day. Mm-hmm. So obviously the real ravers, you know, they
keep going the whole time,
which, you know, admirable. But I've gone once before because I can never make it to breakfast, you know, on my own accord. That's like a solid...
I don't know how.
Solid session. Like you watch, it's the venue's overlooking the Sydney Harbour and you watch the sunrise like come up over the harbour, which is a beautiful experience.
I feel like it would actually be amazing.
It is. And that's why I'm saying
it's not.
I've been once before and I slept and then went fresh. Like I rocked in sober at like 4 a.m. or something for one of Tom's gigs. Mm. And it was like beautiful. Like watching the sun come up, everyone's just like so happy and like off their head. I'm like, whoa.
You want to say a wholesome experience, but not quite.
It's not wholesome if you, like, look at, like, what's happening.
Like, if you actually look around the room, it's definitely not. But if you're focused on the sunrise, beautiful. Yeah.
But it is so fun, though. Like, even just, like, everyone's happy to be there. Mm-hmm. It's a great experience. I love it. If you want to come say hi. There's actually a lot of Girl Code listeners who go to Sash.
Why am I not surprised that Girl Code
listeners? I feel like even you've met, like, listeners from Sash.
I've been to Sash a few times.
Yeah. It's so fun. Yeah. Anywho.
We've had a few fun Sash times.
Yeah. Couple of. Less fun.
A couple of not so fun.
A few where we just overdid it a little bit.
Overdid it. Took it a little bit too far.
But, you know, I feel like we've, like, mastered it a bit better now. Like, it's all about balance. No, but that's why I'm going sober on Sunday morning at 3 a.m. So if you're all still around at that time, come say hi. K-Rod. If you want to come in sober or, like, not sober but come in at that time, I definitely recommend because it's super fun. But that's where I'll be.
Okay. So...
And yeah, we'll see if I stay sober or
interesting.
What happens?
Mm. Whatever happens, happens.
Well, I'll let you all know on Thursday. Anywho, so what are you doing this weekend?
I am doing nothing, and I'm so excited. I'm gonna go back to the gym. maybe clean my car, just like, you know, home things.
Hooves Up Weekend.
I'm having a Hooves Up Weekend.
I fucking love Hooves Up Weekend.
Yeah, like I want to do a full food shop, maybe like clear out my fridge, just get everything prepped because I haven't had time to do that since I got back from my trip.
No.
I've had no time.
They're the best weekends when you like, yeah, clear out your fridge, do a little bit of cleaning.
Cleaning. Cleaning.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's so gross, but it's so good.
And then you finish and you chuck the hooves up.
Yes.
And you watch your favorite shows, you order Netflix, or you cook like a you lovely
order Netflix.
Again, I need to stop drinking.
Order Uber Eats while watching Netflix. Mood. Yes. I'm so excited for that.
Start a new show. Only dark vibes in the room.
Yes.
Are you saying Night Agent? Or Night Watch or whatever the fuck
yes, it is? Yes. Bitch, how did you know I was going to say that?
Because it's really good.
Have you watched it?
Okay. I'll tell you the truth.
Shocked. You haven't, have you? I was like about to fall off my chair if you said you'd watched it.
I watched the first episode and then I got really stressed out by it. Like I.
It's pretty intense. Actually, it's a little bit jumpy.
I think I've developed like adult, like, wait, late onset like anxiety. Yeah. Because I get so stressed watching like scary TV shows now. Like yeah. I haven't watched a horror movie in like a year. I just freak out, especially when there's like young people, like a kid dies, not watching it, can't do it, yeah. Freak out. I think I just need to grow the fuck up, but everyone on TikTok is saying it's really good.
It is really good. I really like it. I think.
Does it get scarier than the first episode?
Look, I don't think it's like an amazing. I think, what was that TV show? It's from the UK and he's like on the security detail of the president.
Oh my God. The Bodyguard?
I think that's better than Night Agent.
Okay.
Similar start. I think it's similar vibes. I think The Bodyguard's probably better.
Okay.
But I still am enjoying The Night Agent.
Okay.
It's like action-packed. It's good.
Okay, maybe I'll reflare it tonight.
Yeah.
Because go. Currently, what am I watching? Well, I finished Married at First Sight.
Maths.
Also, I have some intel for you all.
Is this when we saw them?
Yes. Mm. So we're at a L'Oreal event.
Oh.
And all the maths cast were there, you know. And I was like, oh, my God, Maddie, I'm going to go say hi to her, like, introduce myself. She works in PR in Sydney. So, like, I think I've met her before, but not for many, many years. I was like, okay, Mads. And she was talking to someone. I went to go up and say hi. And then she was speaking to someone. So I, like, backed off. And Maddie goes, excuse me.
I literally went straight. I'm like, excuse me, hi.
My friend wants to talk to you.
My friend here really wants to say hello. And Caitlin's like, I don't want to die.
You know when your mum, like, makes you go up and, like, I don't know, like, hand your resume in or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, so, of course, me.
Like, yeah. Die. And then Caitlin's like, hi.
Oh, I'm the same age. Like, I'm screaming. So that was Tani, if anyone watched Mavs.
She was really sweet.
Absolute angel. Robbed completely of screen time. I did tell her that. Also saw all, there's quite a few of the Mavs cast there. Nothing interesting to report really about that. So yeah, that's all. That's over for now though.
Yeah.
So don't know what the fuck I'm going to watch.
Who is that dude we saw in Melbourne? From
oh my God, no, that was Jed from The Bachelor.
Oh.
Maddie doesn't watch
reality. Oh, I don't watch reality TV, so I have no idea.
We were sitting in this like little area and I was like, oh my God, Matt, it's Jed from The Bachelor. And she's like, hey, what? That guy? I was like, oh, fuck. It's just so weird. I'm sure people feel this about so many things, like even influencers, like people that you follow or like you consume so much, like a TV show or anything. When you see them, it's so
it's weird.
Bizarre to see them off a screen. But then anyone opens their mouth and you're like, oh, we all the same.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's actually so true. Even this most recent trip to Melbourne and, like, hanging out with so many different influencers who I've followed for a long time, everyone's the exact same.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's just so normal and it's really reassuring, I think, to know.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like it takes, just makes it a bit more human. Like if you follow someone or you watch them on a show or anything, just like
go say hi. And 99% of actually, you know, I haven't really met like anyone rude. Like everyone was so lovely on the whole trip. I'd say 99% of people you follow would be super sweet.
Especially in Australia.
Yes.
In Australia, I think, I mean, obviously like probably like a bit biased, but I feel like everyone here is
super sweet, very genuine.
Everyone nice that we've people. Met.
Yeah. Most of the time when you see people that you follow and if you actually go say hi, they're always super nice.
It's also so easy to just like make up a rumor about someone. Like I could sit here and be like, oh my God, I saw
Isn't
this.
Isn't that what James Charles did to Ariana Grande?
Yes.
He was like, who's the rudest celebrity you've met? And he was like, Ariana Grande. And then he came back out later, like years later, and was like, I don't know why I said that. I've never like met her or something.
It's so fucking weird.
It's so weird, but that just goes to show that you actually have no idea.
I saw a TikTok the other day actually just pop up and it was like this girl and she was like, I work in Sydney, like in the city or wherever she worked.
And she had a really rude experience and then yes. everyone was commenting people. Yes. Yeah.
And everyone was like, and I've seen a few of them, especially like with Australian influencers. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm sure some people are awful. Like I'm sure
there is some bad.
There's bad people in every industry.
Yeah.
But it always makes me like wonder. I'm like, I feel like it'd be so easy to, what's the word? Like take what you want from an experience. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I've been in like a club setting before, right? And like a girl like maybe walks past me and maybe she's like looking the wrong way or something. In my head, I could be like, fuck, that was a bit rude. Mm. In her head, she's just like trying to find
she's
her
like,
best
friend.
She's
like, where's my friend Stephanie? Like, right? I can't find her. Like, oh my God.
But if she was Kylie Jenner, mm-hmm. I'm there going, she's a fucking bitch. Like, yeah. I saw Kylie in the club. She gave me a weird look.
She like rolled her eyes as she walked past me.
She thinks she's so much better than me, but she was, you know, once they're on that pedestal, I feel like you kind of can take what you want from the experience. Yeah. Something mm-hmm. that could be just so innocent and accidental.
And most of the time it is. Like,
yeah.
Most of the time, most people, I think, are nice people. It's just like the circumstances could just be a bad day or whatever.
Yeah. Or like you don't really know someone until you like exactly. really talk to them.
Yeah.
So they could even come across as nice, but then you sit down with them and they're awful. I don't know.
And that can happen. It can. That can also happen. So I don't know. Honestly, stay woke. I don't know.
I don't know. Stay woke. Look. Send us in reports of who your least favorite. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. We'll confirm or deny. No. That's so far. Can you imagine if we just went imagine through and like, we're like, nah, bitch. Ooh, love her.
That is so bad.
We would never do that.
No.
And actually, truthfully, have never had a bad experience with anyone.
No, neither.
So, mm-mm. Only person I've had bad experiences with is Madison Woolley.
Oh my God, I hate her.
Speaking of James Charles.
Go on.
My whole feed right now is his old singing.
Videos. Are you kidding? Oh my through? God, I got one this morning.
Oh, get me the water, little Susie. I don't know the
you
song.
You know, it's so funny because in that phase, everyone was so obsessed. Everyone was like, this is amazing. Like, slay James Charles, like trying to book out his. And now we look back and we're like, what was that phase? I wonder if we're going to think that about what we're doing right now. Like, do you reckon we're going to look back on, like, the TikToks we're filming right now and be like, that is so, I mean, they probably are super cringe, but.
Maddie.
What?
Have you gone back and listened to our early episodes?
Yes, that's what I mean.
I was like, I think it's already happened.
It's happening. It's like, I don't know what to, oh. Freaking
out. Actually, every episode we put out, I, like, refuse to go back and listen to it unless I absolutely must. But sometimes I'll, like, occasionally pop back and, like, listen to something and it makes me. I want to simply pass away.
I feel like we were just such different people, even from 6 months ago, different people. Like, you just changed so much. I think we've had this conversation on the pod before.
Yeah.
But it's just weird to see how much growth, especially in your 20s, I think.
Mm.
It's freaky.
Every single year of your 20s, you
so
are
so different.
A completely different human.
That's why they say to not get married in your 20s. I know, not shitting on anyone.
Of us are engaged.
Not shitting on anyone, but like that's I've heard
yeah.
people say because you change so much as a person.
I can totally
I can
that.
See it too. Yeah.
We have to wait till after our Saturn returns. That's 27 to 29, I think, it can happen in between.
Okay.
So 30.
Yeah. 30.
I'd happily get engaged though, you know, if
my I would like a rock.
Boyfriend's listening. Which
I
he will
like.
Never do.
We have an exciting update. I said that very seriously.
And you, that sounds like
but
we're doing something.
It's very, it's not serious at all. I don't know why I said it like that.
We have an exciting update.
We have a very
I'm washing my hair.
Exciting update for y'all. No, we have a playlist.
Oh, yes.
Spotify. Okay, so we made a bad B playlist for y'all.
It is called I Fucking Love Myself.
Slay.
Slay.
Slay. Slay's not in the word.
We should put slay. Slay. I fucking love myself. Slay.
Slay is not in the title, but I just felt like it was fitting in the moment. So if you guys would like to go follow the playlist, play it when you want to. Honestly, there's so many reasons you could play that playlist.
I feel like what comes to mind, if I'm listening to I Fucking Love Myself, it's morning walk.
Hot.
Don't want to get out of bed. I fucking love myself.
Hot.
It's broke up with my boyfriend.
Slay.
You know, just if you're feeling like it. It's I'm about to go have sex. I'm hyping myself up. Remember when you went through that beer phase?
Oh my God. Do you know what? That phase was so fun.
That's when you needed this playlist. That was such a
fun phase. Yes. It's about to give a presentation at work.
Hyping yourself up.
I can do this presentation.
Asking for a pay rise.
Boom.
Setting your boundaries.
Boom.
I don't know.
It's Tuesday afternoon. Boom.
Putting a man in their place.
Slay. Honestly, the possibilities are endless. I just think everyone needs this playlist in their life. So if you guys want to go follow along, feel free. Caitlin and I are going to just keep adding all of our favorites to the playlist.
And we might even add, you know, who knows, we might start some other playlists, you know.
We could do like a sad girl vibes.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, sad girls. I want to have a cry.
We could do like Maddie's car, couple, like sing-alongs.
Yeah, bangers.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin's sing-alongs.
I have a playlist called Mick and Us Thought.
Mykonos Thought, bring it in. Shaking My Ass on a Yacht.
Shaking My Ass on a Yacht.
Oh my God, everyone, that's another playlist.
Everyone needs that playlist. I love my Mykonos Thought playlist.
Oh shit, okay, we've got so many playlists to make.
But we've started with the first one, which is I Fucking Love Myself. So get on it, save it.
Follow us on Spotify.
Follow us on Spotify.
Don't look for my personal. You won't find it.
I'm pretty sure I have my personal. I don't know what's on public. I should probably check that.
I found there's like an old account for me of Spotify, and I think it's just like Nicki Minaj Anaconda or something so random from like 2012. I was like, oh, okay. And I don't know how to delete it, but my new Spotify is like user 1932.
Because mine's my name.
My biggest fear is people knowing what I'm listening to.
I know, because it's sometimes like super embarrassing.
I didn't even know people could see what you're listening to. Like, there's a Spotify friends thing, and if your friends are someone on Spotify, like, you follow them, you can see literally what they're listening to, like, their last song played. Trauma. I know.
Fix You by Coldplay.
No, truly.
I'm so embarrassed.
Nightmare Fuel.
Oh, my God.
Also, did you know artists can see what playlist you add their songs onto?
Really?
Yeah. So if you're, like...
Nick and Us Thought Drake is, like... Drake would get so many notifications from me.
Yeah, so turn it up.
Turn it up. Put it on. If you listen to the playlist, please tag us because I want to see what you guys are doing. Yeah.
That's
Take
fun.
A selfie with your mans or your side piece after you finish having sex. And then tag girl code.
Can you imagine?
That would be so funny. Can someone please do that?
We should start like, don't worry, that was an intrusive thought. But I was going
to
say.
What?
I was going to say. What if we started like a thing where everyone had to send us a selfie like after they had sex? And then I was like, that's weird.
That's kind of weird, but also kind of fun.
Like, what if they're just like in bed, like after a night out? Like, be hilarious.
Wait, that's so funny. We can you guys like a start montage. Doing that? Can you actually please? Yeah, doesn't even have to be sexual. It could just be like after a fun night out with the girls and like your hair's like everywhere, like mascara is still on, like fun.
Oh my God. Do you know what I would love to see?
Night out pics?
No, like vlogs. Like
a vlog. You guys need to send
shut the fuck up.
You need to send vlogs of a night out to the Girl Code Instagram and we're gonna watch it.
Like if you're with your friends, just be like, okay, so we're doing this now. Like anything funny happening, like just send us like gossip.
Anything wild, we wanna see it.
Girls' bathroom chat, like going home with someone, like just keep us in the loop, you know.
Keep us in the loop. We wanna know.
Especially since I'm not drinking.
Especially since Caitlin's suddenly sober.
Die. I just wanna feel like included.
Me too.
I love that shit. Like, yes. I love when you send us in dilemmas and I just feel like we're so involved.
Yes.
And, like, just tell me the gossip. Even if it doesn't make the podcast, like, I want to know, like, even when we're in Melbourne and one of our friends, she works in, like, a corporate job and she sat there and was telling us about, like, the most unhinged, like, corporate gossip from, like, people we will never know, we'll never meet. And I was like, oh, I love this shit.
Apparently it gets crazy in the corporate world.
Yeah.
The goss.
She said to me, she was like, I would never date a man who works in corporate. And I was like, ooh.
Is that because, like, cheating?
Apparently everyone's cheating. Not to freak y'all out. But
that is so terrifying. Imagine if your boyfriend was in corporate and you're listening to this. Sorry, ladies.
That's Break really up scary. With him now.
She was saying that no one needs to stay back late.
True.
So who knows?
Yeah, work from home.
Work from home.
Date a tradie or someone who works from home.
We're going to finish off this week's episode with a few dilemmas.
Just the standard practice around here in the still.
Let's get into it. Name Jane Doe. Love that. Message. Sorry.
Objection.
I don't know where I read that out. Hello, girls. Short story. I have been with my boyfriend for 6 years and I work with a guy who also has been with his girlfriend for 6 years. We recently started talking at work and discovered we were both having the same relationship troubles, and we instantly connected and found out we have so much in common. We talk almost every day on Snapchat. I know that's bad, and our partners don't know about it. We are both confused about our feelings towards each other and our partners. I am not sexually attracted to my boyfriend anymore, and I am having feelings for this new guy, but I don't want to lose my boyfriend. I'm so confused. Can you please offer me some advice?
Girls. It is time to say farewell.
It's time to close one chapter and open a new one. Not necessarily with Mr. Workman.
That's what I was going to say. I think just like open a new.
I don't think just jump straight in, but I think this to me seems like if you're not sexually attracted to him, you're talking to other guys and you're like getting excited about it. To me, it seems like it's time to move on.
I have a few other follow-up questions. Mm. How long have you not been sexually attracted? Dr. Phil, how long has it been? You know what I mean? If this has just come on when you started talking to the new guy, 6 years is a long time. I'm thinking, you know, you could try, see if you can figure it out. Yeah. I have heard from people in long-term relationships, it comes and goes. Yeah. So you don't, if you do really care about him, perhaps.
Yeah, don't throw it away. See? Like if this is like a week thing, one week thing, and you're like, oh my God, I'm done with my boyfriend or whatever.
For sure. But I think if you've done some self-work, expressed how you're potentially feeling to your boyfriend, given him the opportunity to try and, you know, put some effort in, make things better, and it's still not working. Getting better, I think sometimes the ship has just sailed and like
people. And that's okay.
Yeah, some people are for a season, a reason, or whatever the fuck that quote is.
Yeah.
But I don't think you swap one for one.
No, don't just jump straight into something new.
Because very similarly to the corporate gossip I recently received, one of the incidents, this pretty much exact situation happened, and then they both broke up, they got together, and then after like a few weeks, the guy was like, absolutely not, and got back with his ex. So just be, you know, I think it's never wise to swap, go leave one straight for another. I think you do really need a period of time where you just work on yourself.
It's kind of like that thing, the grass is always greener, and like you always want what you can't have, do you know? So it's like you said, see how long this has actually been going on for with your current relationship. And if it's been a while and you really do think, you know, it's not going to get better, you've spoken about it, nothing's happening, you still might love him, but you're not in love with him anymore, then I agree. I think it needs to time to open a new chapter, but definitely don't just like jump in with this new guy, because you probably would have fantasized about it. And then you might get there and be like, oh, it's not actually what I thought it is.
Also, being 6 years in with someone, I'm presuming they live together. Mm. The dynamic is so different to
it's like the fun being and exciting. In a
honeymoon, fresh, flirty stage. Mm-hmm. And that's just life. Like if you're always, if you're in a long-term relationship and you're always like meeting new people and you're having like that fun flirt, it's obviously going to be interesting and exciting. It's just, you have to obviously set those boundaries so you're not getting caught up in that stuff. But if you're unhappy, fair play.
Who was it that, I don't know if it was, did we have this conversation on the podcast and it was like, you can't get the safety and security from the same person you get the rush and excitement with?
Ooh.
Maybe that was my therapist that said that.
That does sound quite therapy.
I was having, because I don't know, I don't even remember what we're talking about. This is ages ago, but it was basically saying like that rush and excitement is just because you don't actually feel secure around that person. So that's going to go away.
Definitely. Like, it's like the butterflies. They're like, no, that's anxiety.
Yes. Yeah.
It's true. It's not necessarily fun and exciting.
And like, it's like, it's, if that's what you're looking for, like just having fun and being single, then fab. But yeah, that does go away after a while.
If you've tried all the options, you're like,
nothing's working. This is
not my person.
Yeah.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
Listen to I Fucking Love Myself.
Yes.
Do some self-work independently. Yes. Don't just start smashing the co-worker straight away. Yeah. That sounds
a little bit risky.
Especially, apparently, with him having a partner as well.
Oh, yeah. Point. Oh, my God, no. He has to be single.
Also.
You both have to end the relationships before anything happens.
Yeah, and not for each other, you know.
No. I feel like also, that would put a lot of pressure on it to work out.
And also, would it make you feel stressed that he was kind of like the going behind his girlfriend's back or, you know, like lose him how you get him? And I know you're doing it too. And this might be a unique situation where it works out, but that to me would freak me out a little bit. The fact that you both had partners.
Mm-hmm. Talk on Snapchat every night.
Oh my God, the Snapchat. Yeah, a bit concerning.
Yeah. Look, I just think there's – I think you need to answer those follow-up questions that you asked.
Yeah.
And then from that, I think you can kind of base your decision on either you keep working on it if you haven't had that period of time, or if you have done those steps, I think then maybe it's time to open a new chapter. Yeah. Not necessarily with Mr. Workman, but just within yourself.
Agree. Hey, girlies. I am a listener to the podcast and I have a problem. Welcome to the club.
Don't we all?
Mood. I am a 22-year-old female. I'm also happily engaged, but last night I had a dream about kissing another guy. The thing is, I actually used to talk to him. I have been with my fiance for 3.5 years and I have loved every second of it. I feel guilty for having this dream. Do I tell him, and what does this mean? Funny she should ask this because I did prepare notes.
Perfect.
What does it mean when you cheat in a dream? Cheating dreams can mean a number of things. They can be a sign of insecurities in yourself, insecurities in your relationship, a hidden fear of abandonment rising to the surface, a current rift between you, or a sign that you don't trust yourself or your partner, whether or not either of you has actually had an affair.
Interesting.
I wouldn't take this as like you have feelings for that guy.
Mm.
I have dreamed about some weird shit.
Yes.
I've had like sleep paralysis with like a nun like killing me and stuff.
That's I don't think terrifying. It's like
that. Yeah, that was fucked. But
I've had cheating dreams before.
Cheating?
Mm-hmm. They're so realistic in the moment. You like wake up and you're so mad.
I've woken up with anxiety from cheating in my dream before. Like a racing heart, feeling sick.
But I don't necessarily think it's like you're in love with this person.
I don't think dreams are very literal. No. That's why I wanted to Google it, because I don't know too much about like dream interpretation, but there's people who it's like their job, you know?
Yeah.
They love that shit. I mean, it's a bit like woo-woo if you're into that, but they're not usually what they mean. Because you're dreaming of a certain man doesn't mean you're in love with this man. I know you've like spoken to him before, so like obviously that's a bit confusing, but don't stress.
Like has there something that's happened in your relationship recently that's triggered this, maybe?
Are you feeling a little bit apprehensive?
Is the wedding coming up and you just had a little moment of stress?
Yeah, I don't think it's that deep. Also, your brain, I can't remember the exact thing, but you can only dream about faces you've seen before. They can't create a new face. Mm-hmm. So everything you dream of, that's why you dream about people you know, because your brain's not creating new people.
Mm.
So it's, I don't think it's that deep, doll.
I don't think it's that deep.
And I wouldn't be telling him. That would be
probably
worse.
Yeah.
Just
keep it to yourself.
You didn't really cheat.
No, you're like, it's your subconscious. Like you've got no control over it.
No.
As long as you're not actually thinking about this person all the time. That's a different story. If you're like sitting here like thinking about him, fantasizing, then I think that's something's going on. But if it's just a random dream and you're like, what was that? I don't think it's that deep.
It is what it is. I would not worry, and
no.
I would not be telling my partner about that.
No.
I would tell them if he cheated in my dream, I'm going to make it a really big deal.
Me too.
But me cheating in my dream?
I just wake up mad.
I'm like, I don't want to speak to you for at least 24 hours until I forget about this.
And they're like, what's wrong? And you're like, don't talk to me. Anywho, that is all for this week's episode. It's been a bit of a catch-up one. We're really excited to tell you guys about the billboard mostly.
Woohoo!
Woo! So if you guys are in Melbourne or if you're visiting, please tag us if you do see it. And then just also some housekeeping as usual. If you guys could please download this episode, it helps us out so much. And if you also would like to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or join our Facebook community group, it's all at Girl Code, the podcast.
And if you want to listen to I Fucking Love Myself,
woo, it's on Spotify, baby.
And we'll see you next week
for
an episode with a few more brain cells. Goodbye! Woo!